Today we are reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, entitled Divisions of Faith, text number 20 and 21. So I'll recite the verse. Everyone can repeat after me. दातव्यम् इति यद्दानम् दीयते नुपकारिना देशकाले च पात्रे च तद्दानम् सात्विकम् स्मृतम् दातव्यम् इति यद्दानम् ट्रांसलेशन् Charity given out of duty, without expectation of return, at the proper time and place, and to a worthy person, is considered to be in mode of goodness. So today's verse is about charity in different modes. So this translation is about charity in mode of goodness. The purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the Vedic literature, charity given to a person engaged in spiritual activities is recommended. There is no recommendation for giving charity indiscriminately. Spiritual perfection is always a consideration. Therefore, charity is recommended to be given at a place of pilgrimage and at lunar or solar eclipses or at the end of the month. To a qualified Brahmana or a Vaishnava or in temples. Such charities should be given without any consideration of return. Charity to the poor is sometimes given out of compassion. But if a poor man is not worth giving charity to, then there is no spiritual advancement. In other words, indiscriminate charity is not recommended in the Vedic literature. We'll also read the verse number 22, which is explaining about charity in mode of passion. But charity performed with the expectation of some return or with a desire for fruity results or in a grudging mood is said to be charity in the mode of passion. Purport. Charity is sometimes performed for elevation to the heavenly kingdom and sometimes with great trouble and with repentance afterwards. Why have I spent so much in this way? Charity is also sometimes given under some obligation at the request of a superior. These kinds of charity are said to be given in the mode of passion. There are many charitable foundations which offer their gifts to institutions where sense gratification goes on. Such charities are not recommended in the Vedic scripture. Only charity in the mode of goodness is recommended. Oh my God. Evening Bhagavad Gita class. Today we are reading from the chapter 17 about divisions of faith. And this particular two verses are explaining about charity in different modes, that is mode of goodness and mode of passion. So in the 17th chapter, basically different types of activities are mentioned in different modes, like for example austerity, penance and different activities, worship, everything is mentioned how we should perform and how it is performed in different modes. And in this particular case, the Lord is explaining about how one should perform charity. So in the Vedic society, there are four social divisions. According to the Varnashram division, it's explained that how there are four ashramas. brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. And we see that every ashram has a particular prescribed duty to be performed. So this particular charity, as it is obvious, only the persons who are earning can give something. In Vedic society, the householders prescribe, one of the prescribed duties is charity. So here we'll see today these following things. First of all, we'll see that what can be given in charity. Secondly, we'll see how the result of a charity depends on what. That is, when you perform charity, how the result of acting charitably, the result depends on what. And then we'll see charity in different modes. And we'll see finally the how we can learn what is meant by charity from the footsteps of great souls. So the first thing we'll see is what can we give in charity. As Bhagavatam explains, praner arter dhiya vacha. Like, there are four things which can be given in charity. So before that, Srila Prabhupada explains that one should not give charity indiscriminately or whimsically. The purpose of charity should be for spiritual advancement. So, praner arte dhiya vacha. Pran means one can give one's life in charity. And one who cannot give one's life in charity can give one's wealth, that is artha. And if one cannot give wealth, then one can give dhiya, that is intelligence. And vacha means one can give words. So if you see in the Krishna consciousness movement, by the guidance of the books of Srila Prabhupada, we can understand how we can offer all these things in service of Krishna. Praner, one can offer their life in service of Krishna. Arter, one can offer their wealth in service of the Lord. And Diya, one can use the intelligence in studying the scriptures. And Vacha, one can speak about Krishna. And one can tell others about the Supreme Lord. So, these are the four kinds of charity one can engage in. Praner, Arter, Diya, Vacha. Now, the result of one's charity depends upon the motivation with which we do that charity. Like many times, the motivation behind the charity could be that I want to become famous, my name should come in the some big board, or for the sake of fame. So charity depends upon the motivation on which you do the charity. The result of the charity depends on the motivation, and also the result of the charity depends upon to whom we offer that charity. Is he a proper person? By giving charity, is it going to give proper result? So these are the two things based on which one can understand, one can know about the result of the charity. So here in this text, we are reading about charity in goodness and charity in passion. As the translation explains, the charity in goodness means charity given out of duty, without any expectation of return, at the proper time and proper place. So Srila Prabhupada writes that charity should be given to a person engaged in spiritual activities. And the best charity is to give to those persons who are engaged in spreading the transcendental knowledge, that is Krishna consciousness. So in today's world, we see many times people asking questions that you people, you are spending so much money in building such big, big temples and worshipping deities. Like today only I got a mail in which one person is writing that I don't understand why people go to temple. Because since childhood, I am coming to these temples and I see that these idols are being bathed with milk, lots and lots of ghee, and they chant thousands of mantras, and I don't see any benefit in doing so. Rather, we can use that all milk and ghee in feeding the poor malnutritious children who are there in the society. So definitely this question must be there in every person's mind who is trying to think in terms of immediate profit. That is it really benefiting? It's natural because one identifies himself with the welfare of the human society. So unless one has proper knowledge, transcendental knowledge, he will not be able to understand why to do charity at all for the sake of propagating transcendental knowledge. How is it going to benefit for the sake of building a temple or worshipping deities or spiritual activities? Why it's needed? So Srila Prabhupada gives this example that just like when a child is lost and is begging on the street, and we come across this child. So if a rich man comes across this child, he can do one thing, is that just look at this boy and say, think that, oh, what can be done? Because of his karma, he is poor, and he goes away, goes forward. So this is very neglectful way. And because one is, that rich man is too self-centered, he is not feeling compassionate for the person who is suffering. And secondly, what he can do is, if he is little compassionate, then he can come out of the car and give some clothes or give some food out of some care and think that Shri Radha Gopinath ji ki. So he might think that I am a very charitable person and this person is suffering and I want to help him. So he can come out of the car and give him some money and some clothes and some food and think that this will take care of the boy very nicely and the boy will be very happy. But a really intelligent person, if he really wants to do something really welfare for that boy, what he will do, he will find out why you are roaming on the street. So this boy then slowly reveals that actually my father is very rich and I rebelled against my father and I had some disagreements with my father, so I came out. So now I am begging like this. So intelligent person will be that instead of just providing him some temporarily some clothes and some food, he will see to it that he again comes back in contact with his father, because he knows that his father is very rich. So when the son comes in contact with the father, rich father, ultimately all the needs of the son will be taken care. So similarly, it may appear that giving some food, clothes, although it is appreciated in the Vedic scriptures, but still it's recommended to perform charity for spiritual activities, for spreading transcendental knowledge. That because by spreading transcendental knowledge, one gives complete solution to the living entity. So that the living entity is going to come back in contact with his supreme father, who is quite rich. Krishna is all wealthy. So he can definitely maintain his child. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada here is recommending in the purport the essence that charity should not be given indiscriminately, but it should be given for spiritual activities. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, Yat karos yad asnasi yad juhoshi dadasi yat. Yad juhoshi dadasi yat. Whatever you give away, Krishna is saying, give it to me. Krishna is recommending here that by this you can engage in my service, or you can, that's called karma yoga, or offering our results in the service of the Lord. So Krishna is also recommending that one should use one's life, prana, artha, diya, vacha, whatever things we can offer in charity, one should use it for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord and for propagating the Krishna consciousness movement, because that can give the real solution to the entire humanity. So this is charity in goodness, that is for spreading Krishna consciousness movement. Secondly, there is charity in passion. So as we have read here, charity in passion means charity performed with the expectation of some return, or with the desire for fruitive results, or in a grudging mood. Like sometimes we give charity and start thinking, oh, I should not have given so much. I could have used it for some investments. So after giving, we start repenting. So charity in goodness is that we give it in the mood that we don't have any expectation of any return. But charity is of, so that charity in goodness also gives, any activity in goodness gives satisfaction. But any activity in passion results in frustration. So even in charity also, if charity is performed in mode of passion, it results in frustration. Although charity should actually give satisfaction, it results in frustration. Also, if we do with some expectation of some return, like if we donate some lots of money and think that everyone will glorify my name and everyone will sing my glories, if we do with that expectation, somehow by arrangement of mental nature, it will never happen. And so then we'll become frustrated. Why did I do this charity at all? So better to have the transcendental motive behind doing charity. Also, Prabhupada writes here that when there are some many charitable foundations which offer their gifts to institutions where sense gratification goes on. Like Prabhupada, once I was reading one conversation in which Prabhupada was writing that he was speaking that sometimes in Bowery I find some drunkards, these hippies come and clean the cars, and the owner of the car gives him some money, and out of charity, charitable movement, he gives some money to that person, and what that hippie does, he goes and use that money for drinking. So it's not for, if you don't give charity for a proper person, understanding how he's going to use it, and that can also result in, give bad results. Although charity externally may appear that it's an act of compassion, but it can give bad results, or which are not for welfare of that person actually. It may appear that that is welfare for that person, but it's not exactly the welfare. So that's why we should perform charity with transcendental knowledge, understanding that what is real welfare. Like just now I was talking to one devotee about this pastime of King Mriga. So here in case of King Mriga, he was performing charity, but not purely with the objective of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So his charity was like, he offered some cows to two brahmanas, and the cows he gave, in fact he was so charitable that he gave millions of cows in charity. And to one Brahmin also, other Brahmana also, he gave millions of cows. And the Brahmanas were very happy. But after some time, one Brahmana returned saying that one of my cows has gone to the other Brahmanas group, herd. So the other Brahmana was called and told that, my dear Brahmana, please return this cow to this Brahmana because it belongs to him. But this person was very adamant saying that I will not give this cow. But the King Mriga started requesting, I will give you millions of cows in return for this one cow. I will give you millions of cows in return. You just give this one cow to this Brahmana. In this way, the king started begging that both the Brahmanas, saying that I will give you millions of cows, I will give you millions of cows, but both the Brahmanas were fighting, I want that cow only, I want that cow only. And after a big fight, the Brahmanas cursed that because you didn't proper, the Brahmana was upset. He cursed King Mriga, saying that because you didn't properly please me, therefore I curse you to become lizard. So by this we can understand how charity sometimes, how like charity can give bad results also if it's not performed with the purely transcendental objective. It may appear that it will give always good results, but small mistakes can give bad results also. So the moral we can learn, the lesson we can learn from this story is that how in devotional service, when we make mistakes, Krishna neglects it. Even though it's small mistake, when it's direct devotional service, it neglects it. But when charity is given, if it's not given to proper person with the proper motivation, even small mistakes can result in things like result in suffering in future. So till now we have seen like what are the things we can give in charity. That is praner, arther, diya, vacha. The four things we can give in charity. And the result of the charity depends on the motive we give that charity. It depends on that. And the person who is receiving the charity, that also decides the result of this act of charity. And charity beyond modes, that is charity in pure goodness, is basically, it's explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, that how when one engages in activities which are unmotivated and uninterrupted, purely for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, when we engage in such activities, that gives complete satisfaction to the self. So, charity beyond modes means one should perform charity purely for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. That is charity beyond the modes. So, this is charity with a transcendental objective and charity in goodness and passion. And so now we'll just see from the life of great souls how we can, what is meant by charity for the greatest charity. What is meant by greatest charity, we'll just try to see. Or how Krishna sees charity. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's famous statement I heard in one of the lectures saying, Krishna does not see how much you give, but Krishna sees how much we hold back. So, and we can learn that from the life of Sridhar Kolavej, that how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw the simple devotion of the Sridhar Kolavej and his love for worshipping Ganga, that how Sridhar Kolavej was very financially poverty stricken. He was just selling some things related to banana, banana trunk and banana leaf and bananas. Definitely it's not big business. It's just few little money you get. And out of that also he would use 50% of that money in worshipping Mother Ganga. So we can, by seeing this simple activity, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased by the life of Sridhar Kolluvech. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati, that Krishna does not see the thing, but he sees the intention and the motivation with which we offer that thing. Similarly, in case of Sridhar Kolluvech, whatever little he had, he offered it with love and devotion, simply for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. So similarly, even if we offer big, big things, but with the wrong motivation, then Krishna doesn't accept it. Just like we can see from the pastime of Lord Krishna going to Duryodhan for the feast, and Duryodhan was offering big feast, but Krishna didn't accept because the motivation of Duryodhana was wrong, that he wanted to use Krishna. He didn't want to serve Krishna. He wanted to use Krishna for his own sense gratification. But when Lord Krishna went to the house of Vidura, Vidura's wife offered him, instead of, Vidura's wife was so much in love with the Lord that when she was peeling the banana, she threw away the inside part of the banana and she offered the peel of the banana to Lord. And the Lord, because he was seeing the devotion of Vidura's wife, he accepted even the peel. So we can see that how the Lord sees the motivation than just the thing. So how much we offer, so one's devotion doesn't depend upon how much we offer, but depends more on the motivation with which we offer. Because Krishna sees the motivation with which we are offering. Is it for simply pleasing me? Is it for becoming famous and for subtle, for gross or subtle sense gratification, like profit, adoration and distinction? Is it for like that? Or is it with the purely transcendental objective of simply samsiddhir haritoshanam? That is it that only for pleasing the Supreme Lord? So the purpose behind doing the activity is more important than simply the activity. So it was with what intention we are doing that activity is very much important. Also we can see that how it's told that Mahajana Yena Gatasa Panta, that we can, whatever activity we are doing in devotion service, we can learn it by the lives of great souls. And one of the Mahajans is Bali Maharaj. And that when he performed charity, he simply wanted to please Lord Vamandev. So like, just for my purification, I'll just speak this pastime, that how Lord Vamandev, he wanted to actually glorify Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj surrender. Just Prahlad Maharaj says there are 9 processes of devotional service. That is Shamanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Padasevanam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So Bali Maharaj represents the process of Atmanivedanam. That is offering one's life fully in the service of the Lord. So here Lord Vamandev actually wanted to glorify this nature of Bali Maharaj, that how Bali Maharaj externally he was a demon, but he internally he was actually so dedicated that he wanted to offer everything for the Lord. So Lord Vamandev, he came as a dwarf, as a small dwarf, and as a brahmachari he came begging in the court of Bali Maharaj, because Bali Maharaj was known for his charity. So when Bali Maharaj saw the beautiful form of Lord Vamandev, he was very much attracted, And as being a king, because he was known for his charity, immediately when he came and he offered obeisance and then asked Vamandev that, he asked that, how can I serve you? And how would I please you by offering what I can please you? So immediately he offered as a king, just like kings offer when the saintly people come. The kings in the Vedic society used to offer something for the service of the saintly people. So Lord Vamandev was very tricky. So he asked Bali Maharaj that, can you give me just 3 steps of land? So Bali Maharaj was a little confused that I am the king of the world and I can offer anything in charity for the, and this Brahmana is asking me just 3 steps of land. Is he joking? So he asks Vamandev, saying that, are you sure you really want just 3 steps of land? So Vamandev, he says that if one is not satisfied with 3 steps of land, one will not be satisfied with anything in this world. So then Bali Maharaj, seeing that, he says that, so before this actually he says that Vamandev asks, Bali Maharaj promises to Vamandev that whatever you ask I will give you. So beside this, Shukracharya, who was actually the guru of Bali Maharaj, start saying that, oh Bali Maharaj, this Vamandev is actually Vishnu. He has come to take away everything from you. So be careful, don't fulfill his promise. And he starts giving logic that even if you promise, you can still break the promise and how it's not sinful. Shukracharya is worried about his own livelihood. So because he was the guru of Bali Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj, although externally a demon, he was a devotee. So he thought, is he Lord Vishnu? Then it's a wonderful opportunity to serve him. He has personally come and is asking charity from me. Actually, in reality, everything belongs to him. Bali Maharaj starts thinking. And just I was going through the verses, so I came across few verses where Bali Maharaj starts glorifying that how charity for the Lord is very glorious. That is, O best of the Brahmanas, many men have laid down their lives on the battlefield, being unafraid of fighting. But rarely has one got the chance to give his accumulated wealth faithfully to a saintly person who creates holy places. That is, the Bali Maharaj is glorifying that how when it's a blessing to give, to receive an opportunity to give charity. It's not that Bali Maharaj was not thinking I am giving something to the saintly person, but he was thinking it's a rare chance I have received a blessing to give an to give a charity to a saintly person like Vamandev. And then he starts saying that how by giving charity, a benevolent and merciful person undoubtedly becomes even more auspicious. So he knows that by giving charity to such a great saintly person, naturally he will receive a lot of auspiciousness in his life. So therefore he becomes ready to give charity. But Prabhupada explains what was the consciousness of Bali Maharaj while giving this charity. He says that Bali Maharaj was fully conscious that everything in this world is ultimately belonging to the Supreme Personality of Supreme Lord. So Prabhupada gives this analogy, just like when we go to Ganges and we offer oblations to the Ganges, we take water from the Ganges and offer it back to Ganges. So externally it may appear that we are offering something to Ganges, but actually we are taking from the Ganges and we are giving it back to Ganges. So similarly, whatever we have received ultimately belongs to the Supreme Lord. So charity is not that by giving charity I am giving something to the Supreme Lord. Charity, by this act of charity, we are actually blessed by a chance to serve the Supreme Lord. So that's the consciousness with which Bali Maharaj was offering this charity. So basically, the essence is that till now we have discussed in the prayers of Bali Maharaj is that Bali Maharaj offered everything, his life itself in the service of Vamandev. So when Vamandev takes two steps, within two steps he covers the entire universe, the entire cosmos. Vamandev covers, and then Vamandev says, you have promised me to give three steps of land, so where should I put my third step? So Bali Maharaj immediately understands and decides to surrender himself to the Supreme Lord, and therefore he offers himself in charity. So then Vamandev, externally it appears that he has bound him up with the ropes of Varuna, and externally it appears that Bali Maharaj was being was not actually receiving the right result of his act of charity to Vamandev. But later Vamandev blesses him with residence in the planet of Sutala, where Vamandev himself becomes the doorkeeper of Bali Maharaj. So in this way you can see how by offering the great Mahajan has Bali Maharaj set this example that what is highest charity, that is Atma Nivedana, he has offered himself in the service of the Supreme Lord without holding anything back. Also when I was just going through, I just read a verse in which what is the greatest charity, as the time is very short, and I'll just try to give this conclusion that what is the greatest charity. There is a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says, Koti Ashwamedha Eka Krishna Nama Sama Eka He Se Pashandi Danditarayama. Koti Ashwamedha Eka Krishna Nama Sama, that is 10 million Ashwamedha sacrifices are equal to the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna. So we can see that how the process of Krishna consciousness is so powerful that simply by chanting of the holy name of the Lord is much, much more powerful than 10 million Ashwamedha sacrifices. Also, I came across one more verse which says, even if one distributes 10 million cows in charity during an eclipse of the sun, lives at the confluence of the Ganges and Yamuna for millions of years, and gives a mountain of gold in sacrifice to Brahmanas, he does not earn 100th part of the merit derived from chanting Hare Krishna. So we can see that how this verse is actually glorifying the holy name, that even if you give 10 million cows in charity, and even if you are living at the confluence of Ganges and Yamuna for millions of years, and even if you are giving a mountain of gold in sacrifice to the Brahmanas, all the merit we can get by such pious activities is insignificant compared to the chanting of Hare Krishna. Because actually generally the charities in the outside world, mostly it is on the material platform, either for someone's bodily welfare, or we can see so many institutions, child cry, and of course it's very much appreciated It's to engage in, although it is with a, not with the highest objective, it might be with a lesser objective of going to heavenly planets or for say name and fame, but still it is appreciated. But what is really recommended is charity on the spiritual plane. But that is charity for really the real welfare, that is the welfare of the living entity, the soul. So we can see that how the highest charity we can actually offer is Krishna Naam and Krishna Katha. That is because that really connects the living entity back to its supreme father, Krishna. Therefore, it's recommended that one should spread this Krishna consciousness movement, and by doing so, we can actually engage in the highest charity. And it's quite free. It doesn't take, just one can tell about Krishna to others. Also, I came across one more verse, which is explained by Rupa Goswami. This is a verse quoted by Indradhanya Maharaj in one of his articles in Traveling Preacher. I read this article many months, many years back, that once there was a tsunami. Few years back there was tsunami, and Indradhanya Maharaj, he was invited to do some charitable, some activities for some welfare activity for the people who were affected by tsunami. So Indradhanya Maharaj and his team of devotees, they all went to the places of the coastal areas of Sri Lanka, so that to see that how we can help. And they took all rice, dal, sabji, and they all went there. And the moment they landed up there, they realized that actually already there were many organizations who were doing this. There were many people were there already with rice, dal, and so all people were giving, were being given food, and so many things were happening. So then Indradhanya Maharaj realized that we cannot do much anything regarding that. They are already being provided. So he asked one of the local persons, some head of that place, saying that can we do anything? So that person told that as far as food is concerned, they are being given sufficiently. All these welfare organizations are there. They are doing sufficiently. But they are in lot of mental trauma. That yesterday they were having nice families, well settled houses, everything was there. And today everything is washed away by the tsunami. So they were quite in trauma, that they were not able to take this shock. So Indradhanya Maharaj was told that, can you do anything about this trauma, that mental trauma they were experiencing? And that Indradhanya Maharaj told, really speaking, I have only one medicine. I have one medicine for that. I'm sure if I give that medicine, all people will be relieved of this trauma. And what he did, he immediately went and sat on one chair, took one mridanga, and invited few devotees to sit around him and started kirtan. And the moment he started kirtan, all people were wondering what is this going on. And all the people who were affected by the tsunami, they all came and surrounded Indradhanya Maharaj. And they were all seeing who are these people, why these people have come. And Indradhanya Maharaj, for 10 minutes he sang kirtan, ecstatic kirtan. And then all people were like just staring. Then Indradhanya Maharaj told, clap. So all people started clapping. But still they were not chanting. So he asked one of the persons, local persons, why are they not chanting along with me? So they told, they don't know Krishna, they know Ram. Because that was the area of Sri Lanka, and Lanka means Ravan. They knew. So then Indradhanya Maharaj started singing Sita Ram, Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram. He started singing that bhajan, and immediately everyone picked up, and they all started following Indradhanya Maharaj, and all children were dancing, and nice kirtan was there, and everyone was quite happy. So after that kirtan, he called all the children of the affected families. He called all the children and he started telling stories of Ramayana. And the children were like nicely hearing. And after that, he started asking some questions who was Ravan's wife, and who is Sita, who was Lakshman, who was the son of, who was the father of Lord Ram, and he asked such, what was the color of Lord Ram, who was the best servant of Lord Ram, and he asked few questions, and all children were like saying Hanuman, Ram, Sita. They were very ecstatic. And just by hearing, just by seeing this, Indrajit Maharaj realized actually that they were all affected by the tsunami, and all people were providing lot of food and everything, which were all on material platform. But he realized that actually people were needing something on the spiritual plane. So when he spoke about Ram Katha, and he sang the names, holy names of the Lord, he could see automatically that everyone was enlivened. So then he wrote this verse, which was very inspiring. Aho aho bi nakaler viduyate sudha sudhara maduram pade pade dine dine chandana chandra sitalam yasho yashoda tanayasya giyate. The translation is, one who daily sings the glories of Yashoda's son, Krishna, which are cooling as sandalwood and camphor, is not troubled by the days of Kali Yuga. For him, every step is a torrential flood of sweetest nectar. So we can see that how we can actually give real welfare to the sufferings of the living entities by actually spreading the holy name of the Lord and the glories of the Lord, Krishna Nam and Krishna Katha. And this is the verdict of Srila Rupa Goswami in the Padyavali, that how this, in the troubled days of Kali Yuga, no other solution but actually spreading of this transcendental knowledge, spreading of this Krishna consciousness. So this is, so just I'll summarize. So first we have discussed about what all we can offer in charity, that is pranayam, arthayam, diya, vacha, and then we discussed about how the result of the charity, the result of act of charity depends upon the motivation, the purpose with which you do charity, and also the person who is receiving charity, is he the proper person? And therefore Prabhupada recommends that the best charity is charity in goodness, that is charity to a person who was engaged in spiritual activities and for the purpose of spreading spiritual knowledge or Krishna consciousness. And then we saw how Krishna is more pleased not just with the how much quantitatively, but with the intention with which we do the charity. Krishna sees that, and we saw the example of Sridhar Kolavech. And then we saw how Bali Maharaj, he exemplified by through his life of highest charity, that is offered himself entirely without holding anything back. As a perfect devotee of the Lord, as a Mahajan, he offered everything in the service of the Lord. And then the Lord rewarded him by becoming his doorkeeper. So, and also finally, we have seen that how the ultimate charity is the charity of the spreading of holy name and the glories of the Lord. Because that is the ultimate welfare of the living entity. And therefore, Prabhupada has created this society where every person is actually poverty stricken. Although he may appear to be very rich, outside world there are so many people who are CEOs, but as far as Krishna consciousness movement is concerned, if they are not having Krishna consciousness, they are very poor. And those who have received Krishna consciousness, although externally are poor, they might be poor materially, but actually are very rich because they are having the wealth of Krishna consciousness. So we can, as humble servants of the great acharyas and of the devotees, we can offer what we have received, we can share what we have received, and engage in the greatest charity of the holy name and glories of the Lord. So I'll stop here, and I thank you very much for your kind attention. For paying such attention for more than an hour. And anyone has any questions? Yes. I'm not able to hear you.
Hare Krishna. हेलो
yes,
ये जब चैरिटी इनकम टैक्स पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से अब देते हैं हम मतलब जैसे दे तो रहे हैं किसी चैरिटेबल इंस्टीट्यूशन में लेकिन वो फॉर्म ले लेते हैं उसके बदले इनकम टैक्स पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से दिखाने के लिए वो इनकम को शो करने के लिए ताकि उससे रिबेट भी मिल जाए और चैरिटी भी हो जाए तो उस चैरिटी को कहाँ कंसल्ट किया जाए मतलब किस रूप में लिया जाएगा उसको
टुडे व्हेन आई हर्ड दैट इफ यू गिव सम चैरिटी दे गेट सम टैक्स रिफंड रिबेट एंड इफ यू सबमिट सम फॉर्म And I also heard that if you give some charity even during Janmashtami also, they give some form. If you do charity above certain amount, which you can show and get some rebate. So you are asking that this charity comes where? ये charity कहाँ आता है ऐसे आप पूछ रहे हैं ना? So कौन से गुण में आता है ऐसे पूछ रहे हैं आप? सत्वगुण या रजोगुण ऐसे पूछ रहे हैं या इसका डेस्टिनेशन इसका रिजल्ट क्या रहेगा ऐसे पूछ रहे हो कुछ फायदा है क्या
क्या फायदा हुआ मतलब अगर चैरिटी हुई या इनकम टैक्स का रिबेट लेना हुआ
हाँ 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 सो किसी तरह को भी चैरिटी हो अगर हम जैसे आप मैंने एक्सप्लेन किया है ये दो चीज पे डिपेंड करता है कि किसको हम चैरिटी दे रहे हैं किसको हम अपना जो अब मान लीजिए ये टैक्स से रिफंड का चल रहा है तो हम बेसिकली बात कर रहे हैं कि पैसे का हम जो हम कमाए अपने जॉब के द्वारा उसको चैरिटी देने में क्या फायदा है ऐसे पूछ रहे तो बेसिकली वो दो चीज पे डिपेंड करता है कि हम किसको दे रहे और हम किस लिए दे रहे किसको दे रहे वो तो हो सकता है कि किसी ऑर्फनेज में जैसे कोई ऑर्फनेज हिंदी क्या बोलते हैं अनाथालय में दे रहे किसी को खाने पीने के लिए छोटे बच्चे जो अनाथालय में ऐसे दे रहे क्या या हम किसी किसी के लिए क्या बोलते चैरिटी इज इट ओके इफ आई स्पीक इन इंग्लिश Yeah, like why we are offering this charity and it depends upon the person. Is he the right person? First, there are two things we have to always consider while doing charity. First is why we are giving, the motivation with which we are giving, and second is the person to whom we are giving. First is, and the result depends upon these two things. So first is if you consider motivation. So in this case, the motivation is not anything dealing with the spiritual objective. There is no spiritual objective in this. He is just doing it as an act of compassion. It might be with the reason that swarg prapt hoga mujhe. Is jeevan ke baad swarg prapt hoga. Aur main wahan jaake aur enjoy karunga. It might be due to that reason. Or else it might be due to reason that lot of people will glorify me. हमारा गुणगान करेंगे ऐसे सोच के हम पैसे देंगे तो this sort of charity comes in rajogun. That is not highest charity. Because it's not performed with the spiritual objective. So first is motivation is lesser. It's not highest motivation. And second is to the person whom you are giving. So that depends. And if you are giving to a person who is engaged in spiritual activities, who is engaged in spreading transcendental knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, if you are giving to such a person, definitely the result of such a charity is you will develop. It's a service to the Supreme Lord. But if it is given to a person who is simply engaged in some ordinary welfare activity, then it is actually simply a pious activity, which can at max give some pious karmic results. So basically, when you are doing charity, we should always remember these two things: that with what motivation we are giving, and to whom we are giving. I hope I answered your question. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki.